For CRI News, I'm Spencer Music. Chinese President Xi Jinping is calling for international society to further promote women's rights and development while addressing a high-level summit at the United Nations headquarters. President Xi put forward a four-point proposal during his speech, namely striving for women's development in tandem with social and economic progress, protecting women's rights and interests, building harmonious and inclusive societies, and fostering a global environment favorable for women's development. China will donate $10 million to UN Women and help the women and children in other developing countries in the coming 5 years. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon thanked the Chinese government for initiating the meeting, calling it a milestone in the cause of international women's development. Around 100 representatives, including 80 heads of state and government, attended the global leaders' meeting on gender equality. Top Chinese political adviser Yu Zhengsheng has praised local residents in Xinjiang for their efforts in fighting terrorism and urges them to cherish stability and unity. Yu Zhengsheng is now visiting the Shaanxi County of Kashgar ahead of the 60th anniversary of the founding of the Xinjiang Uyghur Autonomous Region. Yu also highlights the importance of Shaanxi's strategic position and people's unity in achieving stability and a peaceful life. Yu notes that officials and residents in Shaanxi should be prepared for a protracted war to fight for social stability. He urges officials to do everything they can to bring people together, firmly implement the work of separating religion from extremism, and guide different ethnic groups into candid communication. Official data shows that the profits of China's major industrial firms fell nearly 9% year-on-year in August. That figure is sharply down from a 3% decline posted in July. Profits at industrial companies with annual revenues of more than 20 million yuan, some 3 million U.S. dollars, totaled around 450 billion yuan last month. Their industrial profits in the first 8 months dropped almost 2% year-on-year to 3.8 trillion yuan. Authorities in Tianjin say steps are being taken to ensure compensation is paid by the owner of the warehouse that exploded in the port city on August 12th. The warehouse is owned by Rehai Logistics, which was founded in 2011. Several company executives and local officials have been arrested in relation to this case. 120 people remain in hospital with injuries sustained in the blast. Several hundred others have been treated and released in the weeks since the explosions. 165 people were killed. The National Meteorological Center on Sunday issued an orange alert for the approaching super typhoon Du Juan. Du Juan is expected to hit China's southeastern regions. It will land in Fujian on Tuesday morning. Authorities in Zhejiang province have asked city governments to be fully prepared for the gales, downpours, and floods brought on by Du Juan. France has carried out its first airstrikes against the Islamic State group in Syria, saying the group has threatened the security of France. Six French warplanes were used to strike an IS training camp near the eastern city of Deir ez-Zor. The strikes come at a time when hundreds of thousands of Syrian refugees are fleeing into Europe, bringing heavy pressure to bear on local governments. French President François Hollande said more airstrikes could follow in the coming weeks. In the meantime, Iraq has said it agreed with Russia, Iran, and Syria to set up a unit in Baghdad to share intelligence on IS. The head of NATO has called for troops to de-escalate the situation in Syria during the opening session of the United Nations. Hans Stoltenberg says he welcomes what has already been done to achieve this goal and urges Russia to play a constructive, cooperative role in fighting ISIL. He emphasizes the need to make sure there are mechanisms for de-escalating the increased military presence of Russia in line with the ongoing efforts of the coalition fighting ISIL. On Monday, U.S. President Barack Obama and Russian President Vladimir Putin will hold bilateral discussions at the UN. Pro-independence political parties have won parliamentary elections in Spain's northeastern region of Catalonia with a turnout of more than 77%. With 96.5% of votes counted, the main pro-independence party and the smaller leftist party won 72 seats, a majority of the 135 seats in parliament. The president of the regional government of Catalonia, Artur Mas, called for early elections last August, billing them as a plebiscite on independence from Spain. However, Spain's Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy said in July that Catalonia would not be granted independence no matter what the result of the elections. And that's the latest from CRI News. I'm Spencer Music.